to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Abu Mass.
I've got big whips of air flowing through my office space. The winds are all turned up. The dog's having a panic attack, obviously.
You just move and now a hurricane.
Hurricane, yeah. I stopped at the grocery store today on the way home, and it's like mass chaos, which just cracks me up that like milk's the first thing to go, because you know when we lose power, we're really all going to need milk.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But I was telling you, like, it's so wild. The last time I was in Asheville, in the mountains, and we had a hurricane, was in 2004, and it was flooded for like 6 weeks, and we're in a bowl of the mountains, right? And the hurricane's supposed to be hitting our area by the time this comes up, it should be hitting our area. And I'm starting to feel that real anxious energy surrounding it of, oh, things are feeling like vibrational, like they've got an electricity to them, you know, like my mind's spinning out and wigging. It's a real interesting place to sit in.
It feels like that applies to the collective too. Like we're like the energy is being stirred up so much. It's Uranus and Taurus, mm-hmm. being stirred up so much, but also being asked to come back and go, hey, don't you dive into that.
Yeah.
Don't you dive into the chaos. You come back to right here. Come back to right here. You're alive. You're okay. Do you find yourself having to do that? Be like, no, we're not going to crank up with this hurricane.
Yeah.
We're going to stay grounded. Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling you, my morning was extremely chaotic. I teach an 8 a.m. class, and like my son didn't want me to let me go. And he was having just a lot of hard emotions coming up. And then the hurricane, I'm aware of that. And then I went to back up my car and I hit a telephone pole 2 times, not just once.
Because you're thorough.
Because I'm real thorough and because I wasn't present, right? Like this is really what the marker was, is that I just was not present. I was being very aware in my anxiety. I was not grounded into my body. And I have a history with that where I can get very much wrapped up in my head and wrapped up into the fear-based thinking of everything that's about to transpire. And when I do that, I make dumb mistakes, like running into a telephone pole, backing out of my driveway, like really like absent-minded mistakes. And so I came home and like I dropped a bunch of stuff this morning. I spilled coffee on my jeans. Like, you know, it's been real chaos. And I came home and I was like, I've got to just take a walk and be outside. And I stood in the grass with my shoes off. I grabbed some crystals. I like smudged my house. Like I've had to be like very intentional, almost as if I am my own personal counselor. Like, okay, look, I see you're spinning out a little bit. And how can you come back in?
Right. Like even in that space of anxiety, instead of going, what the hell's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, not what the hell's the matter with you. Like, are you okay? What do you need? What do you need right now? Like I have a hard time sleeping when my head gets there, when I get anxious about what's happening. And sometimes I'll drive myself harder because I'm not sleeping and something's wrong with me or whatever. And now I'm like, you're going to lay down whether you can sleep or not. That's what you're going to do. You're going to do something to calm yourself, to ground yourself, to pay attention to yourself and value yourself as a person. Love yourself even there. Mm-hmm. Even in the place of banging your car into a pole. Be like, okay, well, let's adjust. All right.
Yeah, what I became really aware of this morning is like, how quickly when I'm in a state of anxiety do I want to add more fuel to my fire? Right? Like I want to just go down like the rabbit hole of, oh, you're fucked up. Look at all the ways you're fucking up life. Like, woohoo. And then equally how tantalizing that is to go to that place and how much effort and work and presence it requires of me to be like, no, actually you're just not present. And what do you need to be to do right the second to get present? Take a drink of water, like ground yourself.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That thing about when anxiety starts going up, in particular about the unknown.
Right.
And then you fall into, okay, we're going to be anxious now.
Yep.
Now we're going to be good at it too.
Professional. I'm going to be the best anxious person I've ever existed in the whole entire world. I'm going to have anxiety about everything.
That's right.
I'm real good at it. And then it's real ridiculous too, because it's just like one thing after the other and it's a cascade fall. And then all of a sudden I'm spinning out. My hands are shaking. I can't sleep. I'm sick to my stomach. And then also at the end of the day, I look back and I'm like, okay, well, where was I really intentional? And I have no memories of being intentional in my day. No examples of like, oh, when I took those steps, I was truly in my body. When I took that breath, I felt it into my lungs.
Yeah. And I think that, do you remember saying that sometimes you have to give yourself a talking to? Like, stop, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Bring it back. I like that. I like it in that not being hard on yourself,
right.
But whenever you get, when it goes into it, now we're going to be anxious.
Yep.
No, right now you're going to sit down and eat something that nourishes you and you're going to drink some water and you're going to dial it down right now.
Right.
Dial it down because it's not doing anything about reality. I've had energies around me, higher self, whatever. Something has been giving me a talking to. And it's been ongoing for a while now when it says, you know, everything that you're working on keeps materializing. It keeps working out. Resources come in, opportunities come in, things align, answers come in, problems get solved. And I'm like, that's true. And it's like, do you recognize that that's happening when you're leading with worry and fear?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, appreciative that it keeps working out, but then it goes, what if you led with trust and allowing? What if you did that? And I'm starting to recognize at least I would feel better. At least I would feel better.
Fuck yes. Mm-hmm. It feels horrible. It's interesting that you've been getting that message because I've also been having that come through, you know, with relocating and starting some new ventures. And then the project that you and I have been working on. And I've been getting that same message of like, okay, I understand that you've always chosen to lead with anxiety because it's like, it's been a power trip in a lot of ways for me. Like it's a control aspect that if I'm really anxious and I overanalyze all the details, then it will get me to where I'm going. But with completely discounting the fact that like, no, universe and spirit or whatever you want to call it is in alignment with my highest good. And as long as I'm showing up and walking in that direction, it has always been delivered and will continue to always be delivered beyond my wildest needs. So what is the true point of like leading with that like anxious energy? Because as sure as shit does not contribute to like my overall like optimal presence. Like if I look at back on my life and I'm like, wow, the times that I've been really anxious, I was really a huge contribution to the collective and the consciousness. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And it's the anxiety isn't going to morph reality. It's not because Mm-mm. not everything is up to you. Yeah. Not everything's up to you. I get into the thing about it needs to happen right now because I said so. And meanwhile, something bigger than me is going, it's not time. Sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh God. Okay. And that involves, we've talked about this time and time again, it involves trusting life more than your worry.
Yep.
Your worry ain't doing shit. Your worry is not going to get you to where you want to be. And in fact, it'll hinder it.
Yes.
It'll throw you down paths you shouldn't be messing with. Like something bigger than you has something in mind for you if you will calm the fuck down and let it happen. Mm-hmm. Calm down. And I realize that's easier said than done. Some people are facing a lot of real serious loss right now.
Absolutely.
Things are falling away and you want to go, no, 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 no. And you have to stand back and go, if this needs to fall away, I'm going to let it. And then anxiety can creep in that something better isn't going to replace it. And you have to stop in that moment. And I don't mean lecturing like I don't have my shit straight about this. I mean, this is a message for me too.
Right.
You got to stop, let things fall away. And trust that too is intentional and on purpose. Let it play out. Let things play out. Keep showing up. one foot in front of the other. Whenever you feel like there's a move to be made, make your move.
Right.
And then let life meet you halfway. Let it, even in the falling away.
I had a awareness today because, you know, you always come back to the question of why. And like I told you, I was like really out of my body. And so I was in my, like I was overanalyzing. I'm in my anxiety, overanalyzing about how the hell I just backed my car into a light pole twice. And tearing myself up about it. And I was like, but why? Like, why? What was going on? Where were you not in your body? Like, where were you outside of your body? What does that look like and feel like? And like, when I did that, I was like, I didn't take any deep breaths this morning. I didn't greet the day with like, oh, thank you. I know that things are not like stable in a lot of ways right now, but thank you, because I'm still here and I'm breathing. I'm still nourishing my body with my son by my side. That's pretty amazing. You mm-hmm. know, like I realized that like I was dropping shit and I was being really reactive. Like these are really good cues to me that if I look at my life, like this is how my body is showing up and this is how my outward world is showing up. Like, hey, you're in anxiety right now. You are not in your true presence. You are in reactivity. And it almost helped me piece together those pieces of be like, oh, so this is the pattern that I'm looking for, right? Like I'm dropping stuff. I'm spilling stuff. I'm being snappy. I don't remember if I've even taken a deep breath since the moment I got up out of bed. Like that's a really good indicator that I could stop.
Yeah. And it's not because you're bad.
No.
It's because you want to feel better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing about putting yourself on a leash, pulling the leash back on anxiety, right? With presence, not with punishment. That involves loving yourself where you are.
Yeah.
Like that, knowing that your mind starts racing and you start like getting out of presence and then things start falling apart, not going, what the hell is the matter with you? Nothing. Nothing. You're just trying to hone the skill of listening to life.
Mm-hmm.
Like when things start falling, when things start not connecting, when things start falling down, when I find that things aren't aligning, I same thing. I can go into a spin out over anxiety about that and be like, you're fucking up. Mm-hmm. Or I can go, okay, clearly life is trying to say, you need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down. And then I can go, I'm too busy. You're not. Right. You're not. Yeah.
Which that's like a whole other piece, that busyness thing, right? Like that, I mean that mentally and I mean that physically and I mean that how we do our careers. Like that is another trap that we buy into of like, oh, I've got to do all these things and I have to do them now. And then at the end of the day, I might be able to take a deep breath and I might be able to trust life, but only for 2 minutes because I have to handle all of these other things. Like that is such a fucking trap to keep us all small and thinking that we always have to be on the go, 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 go. And what does that truly serve? I mean, I think that this piece about anxiety and being unsettled is happening in so many different circumstances right now to get our attention of how do we deepen our presence and actually give ourselves a fucking break for a minute and take a deep breath to calm our spirits, to calm our bodies, to calm our minds so that we can actually show up for fucking other people, because guess what? We're all going through the same stuff together.
Right. So I've been talking about this in readings a lot lately, because we have a lot of earth energy going on,
right?
That you get to be here. You get to be alive here today, not always constantly doing the work or making something land, or fixing something, running around going, okay, I got to make this right.
Mm-hmm.
How about you also get to just be alive? How about you get to receive just being here in this moment? How about you get to be here and go, I have a roof over my head. I have a son who loves me. Mm-hmm. I have people who care about me. I really love being alive. Thank you. I'm alive. Being alive and not always just beating the shit out of trying to, you know how they forge metal?
Yeah. Like
they heat up the metal and then just start fucking hammering it into what they want. Life is not always about that. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's about receiving what's already here and appreciating it and taking care of it. Nurturing it.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting that you're saying this. The two circumstances now in the last. And then here's the thunder. Uh-huh. Here comes the storms.
And Aubrey's about to tell it.
About to drop it down. So in the last 2 weeks, between being at the PhD conference and then also in my class today I was teaching, I've had two different people come up and be like, you know, isn't it interesting? And I think a lot of people will understand what I'm talking about in the sense that, isn't it interesting that a lot of times, and I've done this, like I'm a victim of doing this, getting into school, and I'll just say school, or we can say work, or a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And getting into it and then being like, God damn it, I have so much homework I have to do. God damn it, it requires so much work for me to show up at work and give this effort. Man, this person really pisses me off. And in that, losing sight of the fact that we chose it. We were choosing to go to school, and we're choosing the relationship, we're choosing work. And I've had two people this morning stop me and was like, this is a privilege. It's a privilege that I get to sit here and expand my mind, that I get to sit here and connect with people that I would normally not connect with. This is a privilege that I can show up and can contribute to society. This is a privilege that I can experience how to receive love from somebody, or how to like allow other people to receive my gifts in a workplace setting. That is a true privilege. And how quickly our minds can code into the resistance and the reactivity of it.
Mm-hmm. So during this recording, we're in Sun in Virgo and Mercury in Virgo.
Yes.
And that can make us very aware of what's wrong. Leading with disappointment, leading with resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was talking with my son about the thing about gratitude is the attitude of receiving. And I said, do you know what that means? And he said, no. And I said, it's whenever you appreciate what you have, more can come in. But when you start going, no, I don't like any of this, there's no room for anything else to come in. So whenever right. you start resenting things, when you start leading with disappointment, they fall apart. You can't receive them in the fullness that they've been given to you. Venus is a receiver. Venus is in Scorpio right now. And in my opinion, it's asking us to evaluate how deeply we want to receive more out of life, deeply. And that involves like receiving whenever you're in school, receiving the knowledge as it comes to you and saying thank you and absorbing it more through your homework or whatever.
Right.
It's whenever you're in relationships, receiving them where they are and not be constantly evaluating how you're disappointed and resentful for all the things that are wrong. It's receiving life as it shows up and allowing it to help you to grow and appreciating it for what it is.
That's a hard pill for me to swallow. I realize that I'm really bad at receiving. This Venus and Scorpio energy is very interesting to me because of the fact that like I've been very good at gifting and I've been very good at showing up for other people. I mean, both of us, we are healers. We sit in readings, right? Like this is what we do. We are obviously better at giving towards others and allowing them to receive than we are probably better capable of doing for ourselves. I have a very hard time of it, like asking for help and being willing to receive it. Being willing to receive money for like actually what I'm deserve to be making, my value, my worth, right? Like I have a hard time receiving. And I go back to the fact that I think it's one, I know that's not just me. I don't believe.
Oh, of course. Of course.
We're set up in a lot of ways to be in a consciousness of receiving. We have been kept away from receiving our true infiniteness, our true superpowers, if you will, like our true knowing of the universe, because that's how we've been kept small. That's how we have had to play the game. And now to have this Venus and Scorpio energy in it, I mean, I'm finding myself a little reactive. Like, well, of course I deserve to receive love. Of course I deserve to receive the amount of money I should be making for my services. Like, of course I deserve to take time and have self-care and not sit in my anxiety. But there's an equally contrast there of like being pulled at during that time of receiving that I struggle with a little bit. Like, I don't know how to be an open vessel for always receiving. It feels like stop and go for me at this point in time.
That thing about you're being pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're, and I don't know, I'm just asking. When you're being asked to receive, do you feel like there's strings attached? Like you're gonna owe it back?
Yeah,
now you owe me.
I have had more experiences where I've had to receive under the circumstances of there's a hidden agenda, mm-hmm. than I have received under just purity of, I truly want to give this to you. I truly want to be in presence with you because I see you, I honor you, and I adore you. I have not had very many circumstances with that. So my programming and my record that I play is like, oh, of course you want me to receive, but what the hell do you want?
That's right. So part of Venus in Scorpio is evaluating how you've received within the shadows of receiving too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have that too. I have that too. When someone's trying to care about me, I immediately go into something terrible is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's not me leading with disappointment and resentment and something's wrong and I know what you're trying to do to me, like that kind of shit. That's what breaks it down.
Right.
Things would have been fine if I'd just been like, okay, I'm going to receive this and be present and that's it. And I think that within that pushback, there's something unhealed about trauma. There's something unhealed about trusting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like trusting, no, I'm in the presence of this because I chose it and it's a good decision and I'm going to go ahead and receive it and not feel like, oh, I'm probably making a bad decision again. This one's going to get me too.
Yeah, I think for what comes up is like I see, I'm sure everybody's seen those pictures of Frida Kahlo when she had her ribs broken and she was in like the device that had her like trapped in really and constrained so she couldn't really move. And I keep hearing like the word self-sabotage, right? Like to me, that's the place of trauma that we are healing of it. We have sabotaged things because it's been safer to sabotage ourselves and hurt ourselves than to receive, which obviously, as I'm saying those words, they're insane.
Yeah.
It's just absolute insanity. And yet I have also bought into them. You've bought into them. We've all bought into them. Right.
Yeah. And there's a reason for it.
Right.
It's being afraid that you can't trust yourself or you can't trust life or you can't trust people and that you're not willing to let something outside of you bring you pain again. So fuck it. You're going to do it now. I'm going to do it now. Beat it to the punch. And then I know what I'm talking about and I'll just handle it.
Yeah. Light the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio energy. I tell you, I get real. It's like taking tequila shots. I get real fiery with that for mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see like, it makes my heart sad. I mean, and I think this is what we talked about with the new moon in Virgo. Like, and I feel like I have chills. I have got goosebumps all over me. I feel that very deeply and within multiple lineages because I think that has been for me a personal patterning where I have subscribed to it over and over again of like, I can't trust anything. Definitely can't trust myself. So I'm just going to fucking light shit up and throw dynamite on top of it just to make sure it's really obliterated.
Right. And the North Node's going to go into Cancer in November.
Mm-hmm.
All of us for 18 months are going to be asked to come back to our vulnerability and come back to our care. And of course, it's easy for us to access how much we care for other people. But we're going to have to crack ourselves open. We talked about this before. Crack ourselves open to the pulp within us and recognize that we need care too.
Mm-hmm.
And not run. Stay here in brave vulnerability and let care come in without leading with knives.
Mm-hmm.
I see the look on your face. You're like, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. No, thank you. Can we skip it?
Because I know it requires... walking through the cave where there's no light. I know that it requires to be completely in allowance and in reception and in reverence for the shadows, for the places that I've hurt myself, for the places I've witnessed others hurt me, where the places I've witnessed others hurt themselves as well. That, of course not, that's not easy work. Like, there's nothing that, like, I feel that and I hear it and I'm like, oh yeah, that's gonna be a day at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Right, but what are we gonna do? Are we gonna stay in trauma?
No.
We're gonna keep hurting ourselves? We're gonna keep hurting each other? We're gonna not let love in? We're not gonna receive when life is trying to give us something good? We're not gonna be here with when life is going, hey, I got this thing lined up for you, you're gonna do it? And you go, no. And life is going, what are you talking about? We just did all this work to set this up for you.
Right.
And now you're going to kill it?
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that anymore.
No, it's not an option. And I also get, like, the visceral response is terror of choosing differently. It is terror. Because we don't have examples of it. Or if we do have examples of it, it's like you and I've talked about, that they're very few and far between. And there are sprinklings. And so to hand it all over and say, okay, I'm going to receive and I'm not going to choose anxiety to guide my way. And I'm not going to try to destroy this before it's even been created. I'm going to say I am in actual partnership with life and I'm going to show the fuck up even when I don't know how to.
And I think that, don't you think that that's where being present within the body really comes into play? That, let's be grown-ups, okay? People will always hurt people.
Yes.
Things, jobs fall away. People die. You try one project and it falls down, so you got to keep moving and try it again in another way. That these things happen. they're not going to not happen because right. you're hopeful now.
Right.
This is life.
Right.
And so when you can be present within your body and love yourself no matter where you are, even in you're like, man, I have fucked a lot of shit up, be like, all right, so let's learn from it. Let's do better. And not beating yourself up and staying here, treating yourself well, resting, water, food, all of that stuff, surrounding yourself with beauty, reaching out more, letting people in. Then no matter what happens, you're okay.
Well, you're creating a silo then. You're creating this fortress around yourself, right? Like I see the sandbags going down. And I, you know, from being in this body work long enough, I think, of helping people ground back into their bodies, what I have noticed is that that's the first place that most people leave. They leave their bodies in order, because the work's going bad, relationships going bad. They feel like they can't trust this. They feel like they've been hurt there. Like, it's easier to escape our bodies and to evacuate our true presence, right? And so to be in the body, I think that it's the one, we've been talking about this for months now, I feel like, that it's so clear to me right now that we're being presented opportunities and ways to come back into our body because we haven't been doing so. We have not been embodied. And until we can figure that piece out, then it's going to be harder for us to heal collectively. We have to learn how to receive ourselves. And I mean, cellularly receive ourselves, like from our cell structure forward of like, okay, I'm only going to put foods and waters and friendships and thoughts into my system that actually help me vibrate at a higher level, that give me optimal well-being, that make me feel supported, rather than I'm going to put poisons in and chemicals and negative thoughts and bad people that distract from me, because they help me evacuate. They help me leave being present.
Right. It's healing our humanness. It's a combination between Chiron and Aries in the first degrees of Aries. Chiron and Aries in the first degrees is healing how we are incarnated.
Wow. You nailed it, Susan, right there. And that's divine alignment right there.
Healing how we're incarnated, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we start healing how we've hurt ourselves and each other, and that expands out into liberation. But it's also the nodes. The North Node in Leo, the last 18, well, getting close to 18 months, is coming back into our hearts, finding where we love and how we love life and how we love ourselves. The node going into Cancer is going to open up our vulnerability and our care. It's healing our humanness, and it's raw, and it's exposing, and it's vulnerable, but this is what liberation looks like.
Mm-hmm. And I think the piece there too, for me, that's really important, is that no single grain of sand makes up a beach, right? Thousands of grains of sand. We may not know how to be in liberation. We may not know how to be vulnerable. We may not know how to expose ourselves and be raw and receive, or how to speak on those things. But if we choose every moment, or one moment out of a day, and tomorrow we choose two moments out of a day, that will slowly become the beach that we are walking on that is for liberation, because that's where we are all headed.
It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening in to the Be the Evidence podcast with Susan and I. We are really grateful that you are here, that you're showing up, that you're willing to be seen, and that you're exploring these conversations. Thank you. If you're curious at all about the offerings and the readings that Susan and I do, I would really urge you to go to our websites. There you will find a lot more information about who we are and the services that we have. Susan can be found at susangrace.org, and I can be found at aubreycara.co. For all of our listeners of the podcast, we have set up a Patreon page specific to you guys. There you will find services that are not available to anyone else. And you can find us on patreon.com/bethe evidence podcast. When you're there, there are two different options for you to have access to a guided meditation and or a reading with Susan and I both. If you ever have any questions or comments or feelings that you would love to share, or stories about how the podcast is resonating with you, we would love to hear them. Please feel free to reach out to us at betheevidencepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, please know we are deeply grateful for all the ways that you are showing up. We see you, we hear you, we feel you. Thank you.